This is episode 1835. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today to meditate. There are so many things you could be doing right now. You may even be thinking of some of those things. But here you are. And I bring this up because it's all part of trusting yourself, showing up whether or not you feel like it, because you know it's important to do. You know that the benefits will outweigh you not showing up. And this is what our theme for this week has been all about. You have discovered, if you've been with us along this trust yourself journey this week, different meditation techniques in each episode to help you rely on yourself and to trust yourself. In today's episode, you will discover how to layer the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long into a meditation. And as you continue to feel more confident and to trust yourself, know that when you trust yourself, you won't always be successful. So sometimes when you trust yourself, it won't go so well. And you may wonder, why did I do that? Why didn't I just rely on this or that or this person or that person? Well, that's all part of trusting yourself, is allowing yourself to fail. And it's really not failing, because you're learning and you're growing, you're evolving. It's not over until it's over. So as long as you hang in there and keep showing up for yourself, being consistent, you will notice you begin to feel so much more confident and at ease as you go about life. And sometimes it's helpful when you rely on yourself for something that you really don't want to do. And especially if this has to do with somehow connecting with others. So I'll give you an example. I had a lot to do this week. It was a major weekend for me. And one of our neighbors, I found out, had just had a surgery. And I wanted to deliver a meal for her. But I thought, I'm just really busy this week, so I will have to wait until next week. But then I thought, wait a minute. I can make this happen. I could shift around a few things and really make this happen. And so I did it. And at first I thought, why am I doing this? Why didn't I just say no? Because I told her I would deliver her meal, her dinner that evening. And I did it to challenge myself so that I knew she was relying on me. And so I really had to rely on myself to pull through with my promise to deliver her meal. And was it inconvenient for me to do this? And why would I inconvenience myself in this way? Well, it's because throughout this week, as we are on a trust yourself quest, sometimes it's important to inconvenience yourself so that you realize that you are capable of doing a lot more than you may give yourself credit for doing, especially if you tend to be someone who has a pretty structured schedule. I challenge you, if this is you, and this was definitely me this week, to shake things up a little bit. If you look back over your life and you might think about previous times when you were in school, where you had exam week, or especially if you were in the military, I understand, although I haven't been in the military myself, but people in the military are required to do a lot of different activities when they're in training. And think about times in your life when you've had so much going on and it was amazing what you accomplished. We can become so mundane with the day in, day out things we do, thinking that we are just so busy. And what usually happens is distractions take up your time, and things that don't really matter can take up your time. So if you can sometimes spontaneously commit to doing something unusual where you have to rely on yourself, or especially if somebody else is relying on you, you will notice that you feel more confident because you feel like no matter what comes your way, you can think about times when you brought things together, you made things work, even when you didn't think you could. It's like building a muscle. When you practice this consistently, then you do get stronger at relying on yourself, trusting yourself, and mostly empowering yourself, knowing that you have everything you need within you. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, let's combine the different meditation techniques this week. And I'd like you to stop for a moment and pause and think right this moment about a time when you were very overwhelmed, or so you thought, and you added one more thing, and it turned out great. In fact, you felt better for adding one more thing. You couldn't believe that you got so much done. As you bring this to mind, name the strength, the quality that you cultivated in order to get so much done. Was it focus? Was it creativity? Or patience? Or sheer determination? Name the quality that is your strength. Give yourself a lot of credit for who you are. And as you settle yourself down and begin to calm your mind and your body, know that the full half-hour guided meditations, as always, are on the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where I share half-hour meditations every day based on a theme, just like here on the podcast. But I take you much more deeply through a series with a journal customized for the theme of the week, as well as a slowdown guide for that week's theme. So it's all about trusting yourself for this week's theme. You receive free access to over 1,800 guided meditations on the Sip and Om app. You can try it for 2 weeks free, temporarily. That will go away soon. But for now, you can try it for 2 weeks free access to the whole app. So close your eyes. And as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. Mentally affirm, all I need is within me. All I need is within me. think of a time when you were able to accomplish a lot. You felt confident. People trusted you. You trusted yourself. All you need is within you. As you calm your mind and body, begin to inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhale, trust. Exhale, doubt. Inhale, trust. Exhale, doubt. You may place your hands in the Kundalini Mudra to help you feel connected to others and to the world around you. This powerful mudra with your hands in front of your chest, your palms facing your chest. Make a fist with your left hand. And extend your index finger upward as if you are making the number one position with your finger. Take your right hand and wrap your right fingers around your left index finger that's extended upward. And then with your right thumb, tap it over the top of your left index finger. Is you connected to everything around you. Relying on the world around you, trusting yourself. Feel yourself grounded and rooted. Feel yourself open up to opportunities around you. Trust these opportunities. Challenge yourself. Name your strengths. Continue to sit in stillness as you meditate, trusting yourself. You are so worth slowing down for.